in the limelight. The view of Britain as Europe's problem child predates the coronavirus pandemic, but has been greatly reinforced by it. Foreign perceptions of the UK as a badly governed, disorderly, embittered and chronically divided country took deep root in the politically chaotic years that followed the 2016 Brexit referendum. It's possible that outside observers who were surprised by the anger and passion aroused by Brexit simply did not understand Britain. But the stunning levels of incompetence, jingoism and arrogance displayed by the British side during the withdrawal talks dismayed many Europeans. It was genuinely unexpected. Stay with us for an interesting article written by Simon Tisdall, a foreign affairs commentator writing for The Guardian newspaper. The piece is titled Isolated and Alone, Britain Has Become the Sick Man of Europe. The article has been taken from Britain's Guardian newspaper. Britain is in a lonely place right now. It resembles the scene of a bad traffic accident where shocked passers-by look away with pity and horror in their eyes. Alarmed by what they see, governments around the world practice their own form of social distancing. Once again, Britain is the sick man of Europe. Lethal mismanagement of the coronavirus pandemic is not the sole reason for this unsplendid isolation. The disease's sudden onslaught is the third national disaster in almost as many years. The first was a decision to walk away from Europe. The second was the advent of Donald Trump and his anarchic America First agenda. However, the virus's death toll is calculated. And a perception is taking hold, the world's worst, second possibly only to the United States. Sympathy for Britain's plight has not forestalled scathing international criticism. Italians may surely be forgiven a sense of relief that their country is no longer Europe's biggest black spot. With this unwanted title came the unspoken inference that Italy was uniquely unprepared. Some in the United Kingdom certainly saw it that way. They thought they were immune. They were betting, as usual, on a bogus British exceptionalism. Beppe Severgnini, in Corriere della Sera, referring to the 2 to 3 week period when Italy was ahead of the corona curve, commented Britain did not pay enough attention to what was happening, adding, the United Kingdom lost the advantage that fate and Italy gave it when it was obvious the virus was spreading. The view of Britain as Europe's problem child predates the pandemic, but has been greatly reinforced by it. Foreign perceptions of the United Kingdom as a badly governed, disorderly, embittered and chronically divided country took deep root in the politically chaotic years that followed the 2016 Brexit referendum. It's possible that outside observers who were surprised by the anger and passion aroused by Brexit simply did not understand Britain. But the stunning levels of incompetence, jingoism and arrogance displayed by the British side during the withdrawal talks dismayed many Europeans. It was genuinely unexpected. This altered view of Britain, or at least of Britain's government, as a not entirely serious, capable or trustworthy partner, is not confined to Europe. Given that Brexit is premised on global Britain forging a web of dynamic new trade relationships, such reputational damage is potentially calamitous. Unpropitious, too, is the current plunge towards the world recession. The World Trade Organization predicts that trade may decline by up to 34%. For example, what is China to make of leaders who fail to clearly disassociate from Donald Trump's self-serving claims that Beijing deliberately spread what he calls the Wuhan virus? Huffing and puffing on the Tory right over Huawei hardly bolsters Britain's claim to be a free trade champion open for business. Yet Boris Johnson's government, ever more desperate for investment, is easy prey. Beijing's diplomats will see the lack of substance at the heart of a remarkably low-caliber cabinet and spot a chance for knockdown bargains. The age of the unequal treaty is back, with Britain the loser this time. What is true of China is true in spades of Trump's America. Talks about a free trade deal, begun recently, promised to expose the harsh reality of an isolated Britain, feeble leverage vis-a-vis a relentlessly self-interested superpower. Lowered food safety standards may be among many enforced compromises. Yet the Trump presidency's negative impact on British interests and values far surpasses disputes about chlorinated chicken. Since 2017, Donald Trump has blasted many holes in the foundations of Britain's security, defence and foreign policy. Britain long counted the United States its foremost friend and vital ally. Now that bond is breaking. On the climate crisis, on Iran, on NATO, on Israel-Palestine, on the United Nations and boycotted agencies such as the Human Rights Council, on multilateralism in general, on the primacy of international law, on relations with Vladimir Putin's Russia, and on limiting new nuclear weapons, Donald Trump has mostly ignored Britain's views. To this sorry list of spats, splits and schisms may be added Donald Trump's support for big cuts in foreign aid, crude Islamophobia, the militarization of space, commercial exploitation of the Arctic, and his worrying concept for democracy, honesty and accountability, as revealed by the Mueller inquiry and his Senate impeachment. What Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Dominic Raab, the Foreign Secretary, dare not admit, for it would wholly explode their Brexit fantasies, is that Donald Trump's America has become an unreliable, problematic and in some respects hostile entity, with a tendency to belittle Britain, not build it up. His re-election would extend and intensify the nightmare. Trump, the greatest of all coronavirus failures, is dangerous to know. And yet still they hug him close, risking infection, petitioning for a deal at almost any cost, mimicking his anti-Europe populist posturing, rejecting pandemic cooperation with the European Union and insisting, even now, that Brexit will be sewn up by December. A stitch-up is more likely. It will end in tears. One disaster has swiftly followed another. Rarely in modern times has Britain's place in the world looked so precarious. Rarely has its global reputation for competence, pragmatism and good sense been so battered and disrespected. Rarely have its people and economy faced such challenges and such crippling levels of debt. Perhaps the last time the country stood alone like this, frightened, sickened, beleaguered, lacking funds and resources and separated from friends, was when it faced a deadly invasion of a different type 80 years ago next month. As it remembers the victory in Europe that eventually followed in 1945, Britain needs another miracle, a fresh strategy, and much better leaders.